Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
For a second year now, an English woman tells the world about Bulgaria with lots of love. Dr. Barbara Page Roberts has launched an art contest for Bulgarian children worldwide with the motto, Because We Love Bulgaria, part of the project The Best of Bulgaria. It presents a mobile application for tablets and smartphones created by people who take interest in Bulgaria and love this country. This year's contest entries were 530, with 21 works singled out in three age groups, 5-9, 10-14 and 15-19. Top winners include the works A Letter from Abroad by Asla Gyurselova, 9, from the town of Popovo, A Window to Bulgaria by Polina Petrova, 11, from the town of Lovich, and Bulgaria in My Eyes by Georgi Gyurgiev, 17, from the town of Târgoviște. All winners were given tablets from premium brands. Why should an English woman do all this? Radio Bulgaria talked to Dr. Barbara Page Roberts.
Why did we do it? Because we love Bulgaria. Probably it can only be done by somebody who lives here but who's not Bulgarian, using a team of people who are all Bulgarian. And last year we decided, and to continue this year, to have a competition so the children can tell us, worldwide, Bulgarian children can tell us why they love Bulgaria. And we will continue with this initiative. Now the app is ready. It's free of charge to everybody. And what it does is it gives a really nice, correct and good image of Bulgaria worldwide. So now we will be working with tour operators, with investors, with the ministries, with everybody. Our objective being to get all Bulgarians to see this application, to help them to feel good about themselves and their country. And of course, for foreigners to see this, to give a perfect image of what Bulgaria is really all about, as opposed to what's sometimes reported in the newspapers.
Is there anything special in your motivation?
Yes, I've worked with Bulgaria since 1985. I've seen a lot of changes, and I love this country. The reality is, a lot of people here still have a negative attitude. I don't, as I think you can see. And I just, my mission is to encourage Bulgarians to appreciate what they have and to share it positively with the world.
Genuine love for Bulgaria is virtually streaming from the works of green Bulgarian talents, and it proved fascinating to the Minister of Education and Science, Todor Tanev, who honoured the award-giving event. He's going to decorate his office with a work by Alexander Poturlian, 7. He was given a gold medal for his work, The Monastery and Our House in Shipka, Myself with Stilts, Yana and Mum.
Kids are able to express plenty of love, Minister Tanev said. They inspire me every day. My job is blessed. We have one, two or three kids in a family, while a teacher can have hundreds of them. That's the job's worth.
And he added impressions from the work of young Alexander.
In him I see a Bulgarian child and pupil, not so much a fraction of the national spirit. I want love to see in their works a monument from history textbooks. I want them to look into the future of Bulgaria. The present day is worthier when based on dreams for the future rather than on the symbols of the past, though don't get me wrong, I do not intend to dwarf the symbols of the past.
The Best of Bulgaria has been presented through high-quality photographs with short captions. The application features 420 photos by 52 photographers from 80 towns and villages in the country, arranged in 15 categories that illustrate the reasons why we love Bulgaria. The first version for iPad was presented in the autumn of last year, and from April 2014, the application The Best of Bulgaria in an Android version is already available at Google Play. In early December, the version for iPhone will be presented, as well as the latest optimized version for all kinds of smartphones and tablets, with iOS and Android operational systems.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.